Hello. Today the church celebrates Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 7, verses 1 to 2, 10, and 25 to 30. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. Jesus came to proclaim a gospel that is more than many bargained for. The reign of God Jesus proclaimed is founded on a concept of justice and an attitude of reconciliation that can actually scare some people, that can shatter our sometimes self-centered approach to the world. To those who really understood him, Jesus' teaching didn't suggest comfort and joy. They objected to him as an idealistic radical who had no understanding of the complexities of our world. And it's true. Jesus' gospel is not one of comfort, at least to the comfortable, nor is it a gospel of peace to those at war with themselves and those around them, nor is it a gospel of love to those who are concerned only with themselves. Love your enemy and pray for them. Invite to your table the poor and those who cannot repay you. Forgive 70 times 7. Seek the lowest place. Take up your cross and follow. To the scribes and Pharisees back then, and even to like-minded people today, these are dangerous, radical, and revolutionary teachings that will definitely challenge comfortable and complacent lifestyles and threaten what the world often holds dear. May we have the courage to look deep within our hearts and souls and look deeper into the gospel message of Jesus and turn to him for the support, help, and guidance that we need to follow in his ways.